Yo, 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 we are back. We got some special guests today.
Mel? Hi, is my microphone on?
Your microphone is okay, on.
I didn't see. It looks like it's still red. Okay. You're on. Hi, guys. We missed y'all. I know y'all miss my amazing voice. It's been a while.
I feel like it's gotten worse in 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, allergy season. Yellow, right? Nope. That's not what I was supposed to say.
Yellow.
That's not the right one. Anyway, we have some guests / fans of our podcast. I'm going to introduce them.
Go ahead.
So this is my BFF and
hi.
Okay. Yeah. Her voice is worse than mine.
We're going to talk.
She sounds just like that in person.
And that is her husband, Ben.
This is actually the first time that Angela's ever talked in her life is on this podcast. So
words today.
She's what you gotta put that. You gotta put that mic close.
Put it close like that.
Yeah. Like that. You gotta eat it.
And guys, I know like, her voice sounds like she could be, looks like a frog, but she's actually really pretty, so.
Ben's got like the best podcasting voice. Like, I'm just hearing it through my headphones, and it
really?
Sounds amazing. Yeah,
oh, that's
crazy, because I'm not even talking right now.
Ew.
Damn, I'm fucking getting a hard on.
I'm going to throw this seductive voice on you.
I love it.
Anyway, so our friends here have kids. Ben has what, you're going on, what, 17?
Something like that. Okay. I got like 45 of them. I'm like 2 kids away from food stamps.
Okay, but they
canceled.
Actually have one together, and then Ben has 3 of his own. So, yeah. And that's like whenever
two
you
of them
count.
Are questionable. Hold on.
They really are.
Pretty sure one shares my DNA, but the other ones.
The oldest one shares your DNA? Well, we know.
I got 2 of them. They got web feet, so I know they're not mine.
Which one do you think shares your DNA? The oldest one?
For sure.
Do what?
The oldest one shares your DNA?
I think so. She definitely
Yeah, she's
like
definitely
she's
got mine.
She's the most like you.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, she's built like a skeleton.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, whoa, she has like a volleyball body.
Volleyball?
Just like you.
Have you not seen a female volleyball player?
Hey, we already got females and males mixed up when we tried to record this a second ago. So don't ask Mel that.
Wait, no, a girl's volleyball body, like a girl.
What does that look like?
It's just like really skinny.
No, you evidently you haven't seen girls volleyball.
What?
Yeah,
not.
Have you seen the reason that guys watch volleyball?
Yeah, they got them fat ass donks.
I watched the 2 from the Olympics. I know.
Olympics.
Hold on. What's that girl's name that does volleyball? What's her name? Winifer?
Winifer? That's off the fucking Witcher.
Hey.
Oh, that's Yennefer.
What's her name?
Who?
This fucking bitch.
Listen. No, the girl
this
that
is
I saw
off the
from
rails.
Olympics. That's
her name. Winifer Fernandez. I'm not fucking
Let me
shitting.
See. No. Let me see. Show no, a picture.
The 2 girls that I saw were
well, her
just
face
white
and
girls.
Her ass is not horrible.
Winifer.
Look at that. Bam!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. She doesn't
Actually love volleyball.
So do I.
Now.
What?
I love volleyball now.
Me too. I need some balls that need to be
cheating,
spiked.
So.
What, loving a sport?
Yeah.
Weird.
You love it because you watch other girls. That's cheating.
Yeah.
So why don't y'all tell us a little bit about being parents of 4 kids? Yeah, give us all the background.
I was a unicorn at the age of 29, a striping young lad.
It's more like this bitch hasn't had a kid or anything, so I better take her now before my fucking eggs dry up.
Own job, own place, no kids, 29, boom, I meet him. He has
I was like, her ovaries
kids.
Are like fucking beef jerky.
And now we're married. The end.
I was just trying to scramble some eggs.
Yeah, Angela's like the real unicorn, though, because... Not only did she have another kid, she took on other kids.
Took on
a lot
3 other kids.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
other kid.
You're an angel. You're an angel.
Thank you.
She's did her charity.
Hey, Ange, I'm going to need you to get closer to the mic when you fucking
talk. I can do that for you.
There you go.
Does she need to get closer?
Yeah, like you do. Like that. This close.
I got this.
Yeah, there you go. That's why you got to really share that mic. It's weird because I'm the only one wearing headphones now, so like I feel like you can hear me like we usually do, but I realize you can't.
I can't hear you.
You really can't?
I can fucking hear you in the same room. Oh.
But it's weird. Here, I'm going to let y'all talk. I'm going to get Ben some headphones.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, coming to you to KWTR Radio.
All right. So, and hey! You know what? Y'all remember that one sister that's like a pain in the ass? Here she is.
Oh, hi. I'm back.
And she's available. Somebody wifey. Somebody wifey this girl up because she's like.
Oh, still? Pretty I'm sure still
we're gonna
available.
We're going to put her out to pasture and shoot her here in a little bit if somebody doesn't get her.
People are like, wow, it's been like 7 months, bitch. Like, you're still single? Like, no, thank you.
It's been 7 men and 7 months.
A man, 1 man, 1 month, I mean. No. Oh, I should do better?
Yeah, I feel like Chris is living her best life, though.
Yeah. Been pretty good. Been pretty good, guys. Actually, I've
got all these.
I'm a born again virgin, actually. So
you just made Jesus laugh.
Oh, okay.
Are you getting one for me?
Guys, like right now, what's happening is Kyle's getting extra mics. I think it makes the experience. Sorry, I was just wishing that.
I'm waiting for her to fucking shut her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. And here's Ben.
Ben. What's up?
Yes.
What? Were you going to, like, ask me a question, or am I just going to look at you?
Okay.
Like,
usually, Ben will just randomly talk.
I have been
randomly talking
the whole
time. Okay, but we're...
So this whole podcast is about married with no kids, and now we got two bitches
married
in this house.
Kids.
Married with kids, yes. A mixed family, a blended family.
Yeah,
mixed because she's Mexican.
They're pretty much
fully
all
white,
white though. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'll take one.
No.
Yes.
Oh, hey, these headphones sound way amazing.
What? Okay, so y'all, we need to get some perspective on married with kids.
Don't do it.
What's your
kill them in the womb? I think you can abort them at 36 weeks now.
It's depressing. It's sad. Enjoy your life with no kids.
What does y'all's daily life look like with kids?
It's sad.
Hey, turn your mic on.
Wake up every morning and I put my feet on the side of my bed. I'm like, what the fuck did I do with my life? And then I contemplate going into each and every room.
Oh, God.
I just this is
do y'all? I can't hear me.
Oh, God. We're only all that lucky.
I thought I could hear you, but I can't hear you, actually. Anyway, okay, so do y'all ever, like, do something and like, man, if I didn't have kids, this would be so much easier.
Yeah, like living.
Having sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's give you a little glimpse of being married with children. First you got kids that don't belong to you that belong to you. I know it's confusing, but you just recently absorbed them into the marriage, like 11 years later.
Yeah.
So we're used to like walking around naked and boning on the couch and the dinner table.
Damn.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we got a 7-year-old that goes and runs and tells their grandparents, I saw mama licking daddy's titty. What the fuck is that?
He's the biggest cock block you'll ever meet, and he's a snitch.
That's not good.
Yeah.
At all.
I saw mama licking daddy's titty. Straight up told that to the grandparents.
So honestly, like whenever I was so excited to actually buy a house together because that was like a huge accomplishment.
Right.
And I was like, I can't wait to have sex everywhere. And the only time we can fuck is in, can I say fuck? Anytime we can bang is in the shower.
You can say literally whatever.
Yeah. We legit had to buy a camping mattress that rolls up so we can fuck in the closet.
Yeah, in the closet.
It's like the fuck of shame.
This is what having kids is like.
Yeah, don't have kids. You have to fuck in the closet by yourself.
By yourself? Damn.
I fuck in the closet quite a bit. You go first.
Fuck in the closet by myself.
I'm like, I'm done, Edge. It's your turn.
Not that bad. We get to fuck each other sometimes.
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 See, that would be like.
Yeah, son walks in there and is like, Daddy, why is the floor so sticky? I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Absolutely not.
The thing with Ange and her parents, though, is like, they're like, her dad's cool as shit. If it was my parents and that ever happened, like, I would fucking die.
We did die.
Oh.
I was like, what the?
You're like, what'd you say to him?
I was like, Easton, that was my TT.
Absolutely not.
Don't tell your grandparents anything.
Yeah, we're like, you're.
Tell them anyways.
We straight up tell him he's a clock. We straight up, Easton, you're a cock black, buddy. It's time. It's time. Spread your wings and fly. Go to your own room.
He's not even going to have like the birds and the bees talk.
Hey, but what's cool, though, he has a really steady hand, so I'm going to give him a camera next time.
Damn. Fucking like y'all's OnlyFans producer.
We're
going to
OnlyFans it up. Produced by 7-year-old Easton.
Definitely not. I mean,
it's going to be our own Telemundo.
I feel like one of y'all is logical in this relationship. It's definitely Angela. Everything Ben says, she's like, no, definitely not.
I mean, he's already seen it. Might as well put him to work. God damn.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's terrible. I'm pretty much a born-again virgin also, Chris. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Just because my dick is that small does not make you a virgin.
Oh, yeah. What were you saying about, like, her jacking you off? Something about her.
What?
Makes like her.
Oh, her hands are so big.
Oh, yeah. She's got fucking these goddamn big ass Harry and the Henderson hands.
I'm a tall bitch.
Yeah. They're like fucking 112 feet long.
Like a supermodel.
And she grabs them and makes my dick look like a micro peen.
It's not my fault that my dick.
Put your hand up to mine.
Yeah. Look at it. 75 inches long.
That's crazy. Your hand's almost as big as mine.
Look at that.
You know what they say about a girl with big hands.
She's got
what? She makes her dick look small?
She's got a big piss mitt.
Piss mitt?
I have never heard that.
Yeah.
What is that? What, never heard exactly of a piss mitt? A piss
what do you vagina. Think a piss mitt? Yeah, I was like, what do you what think a piss mitt
It's your vagina. A piss mitt.
Is that like a catcher's mitt?
Yes, basically.
Yep.
That sounds really leathery.
I don't get it. Don't
really
get it.
Leathery
I
don't,
I mean,
and
it sounds
worn
like
out?
A leather, like a leather... contraption.
Yeah, like a piss mitt.
Piss mitt.
So your vagina, like he's peeing in your vagina?
No.
You can barely hear you.
What?
I think I'm going to give Ange this mic.
So, hey, headphones. I don't know if we told the viewers before, but this is like, if you have young kids in the room, please don't.
Oh, we don't care.
Please don't play this in your car on the way home while Coco Melon's on.
Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them motherfucking
kids.
Married with No Children podcast.
I feel like if you look up a podcast and it's called Married with No Children, you should like just kind of expect it.
Absolutely. I'm like, nah, let's listen to this with the kids in the car. Let's see what it's like.
Yeah. Be like, what the fuck was that?
She's a born again virgin. She just popped the top.
Yeah, that popped like straight in my fucking ear. Yeah. Damn. Straight in my ear.
I'm drinking your.
What is that? A Tecati?
What are you drinking?
The lime margarita.
What happened to yours?
I think I'm out.
Oh.
Okay, more about y'all. Excuse me. Would you like to ask the parents a question?
The parents, I'm trying to think of something. I figured you had something.
So evidently, y'all have never wanted to ask a parent a question. Because so you don't true. Want fucking kids.
That is so true.
yeah.
Hey, but y'all are great, like, bonus parents, because Easton loves y'all.
Yeah, see?
And Olivia, too.
And Olivia, yeah. And all them little bitches.
Like, it's all just like them? Giving them back, though, you know? It's like, that's the best. Mm-hmm.
I can't. CPS gets called on me.
Yeah. But it's like.
I'm like, take them!
Like, for me, like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, waking up and having a fucking responsibility.
Yes, it's like, imagine taking a shit and getting up. And not wiping your ass, that's what it's like not having kids.
Yeah. I just feel like waking up and doing whatever I want to, like, I don't know. It's just, if I had to wake up and, like, take care of somebody, like, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, and they expect you to take care of them every day. Like, they wake up every day, I mean, and they fucking look at you in the eyes like, what do you have fucking planned for me
like,
today?
What do you have for me I was to like, eat? What do you, like, what are you going to dress me in?
Now they're at the age
Does
where
Easton
they...
dress himself?
Yes. Sometimes.
Every morning, I actually lay his clothes out, and he dresses himself.
Because she refuses to let him dress himself.
Because he doesn't match?
Yeah, well, he has a thick old booty, and so there's some shorts in there that are kind of small, and so.
Maybe you should just buy him some new shorts.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
I'm like, Ange, let that monkey hang.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about. Didn't your 7-year-old like get a hard on?
Oh yeah, he said, "Mama, why does it look like a stick?"
Yes, I was just.
Angel, why did it look like a stick?
So how does that conversation go with you?
I was like, "Ask your dad." I couldn't even answer.
What did you tell him?
He was peeing. He got out of bed. Okay. His like little winky was like hard. Because it's a little winky. And then he was like, "Mama, why does my winky or TT look like a stick?" I'm like, "You're going to have to ask your dad because I don't have an answer for you." But so apparently there's like blood flow or something.
So this is where I come in with all my good grace.
Okay. So did he ask you?
I said, "Let me hit you with the knowledge sign."
So apparently, yeah. Like, so here's the thing.
You need to grab a mic.
I didn't.
You sound like you're in a hallway.
I can hear her.
Come here, Chris.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that 7-year-olds can get a hard on.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
Infants can get hard on.
Actually, I didn't realize.
I don't know what they're doing.
So I didn't realize. That hard-ons can actually happen just because blood flow like literally just goes to like your penis.
You know that's how all hard-ons
exist.
I know. I thought that was, they
Did
were.
Did you
just,
think
like,
it was like a
like,
fucking
sexually.
Boner phantom or something?
I thought it was like you get turned on sexually, but there's times that you don't get turned on sexually. Blood flows to your penis.
There's like a like morning wood.
Yeah,
that's like because the blood flows in your dick.
Yeah,
because you need to pee or something.
So this was in the morning time, and I told him he's like, "Daddy, why does it look like a stick?" I was like, so I was trying to give him like some like positive vibes, like not make him feel weird and shit. I'm like, because your body is telling you that you have to go pee pee, so it gets hard, so you don't pee on yourself.
So is that the truth?
I don't know.
No,
well, I've never peed like, on myself.
Why that happens?
Why do you guys know that? Like girls know that.
I didn't realize.
I can't hear you. I just see you talking. Huh? Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, Morningwood.
What did you say about what? But what did you
Morningwood.
Say?
Chris said all these things, and like, I can't hear you. Oh, but, okay, sorry, morning one.
But you said, but what did you say? You said okay, that you didn't know that?
How do you guys not know, like, how does this happen? Why does it happen?
I don't know.
So a lot of the times in the morning, I do have to pee, and I got fucking
morning wood. Same.
And then I'm trying to stand back like 13 feet so I can pee in the toilet. Half the time I pee in the bathtub because I can't fucking make it in the toilet.
It's disgusting.
I'm trying to figure
and
out.
And I want Ange to touch my pee-pee on the top of that.
Let's see. So it says your testosterone level is the highest in the morning after you wake up. This increase in the hormone alone may be enough to cause an erection.
Our testosterone's probably the highest in the morning because we haven't heard y'all talk all day.
Even in the absence of any physical stimulation. But I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to figure out why.
I think it's because you're, like, super active in your dreams and shit, and it's super visual.
It says a full bladder also, like.
Told you. Keeps you from peeing on yourself. Knowledge.
I don't know. Like, it just seems like it's not anything I've ever questioned. Like, you just wake up and you have a.
Yeah, I'm like, look.
You really don't ever question that until you have a fucking 7-year-old with a hard on asking, "Why does my TT look like a stick?"
And your 38-year-old husband over there, "Look at that, baby. We both got fucking woodies."
Definitely not.
A stick.
I'm like, you're sleeping in the bed with two raging
look
dicks.
Look at y'all's twigs hanging out.
Damn.
So there was one time me and Easton were peeing outside because we live in the country. We pee everywhere.
Right?
So we were outside.
Y'all have neighbors though, right?
Yeah, they're like they're fucking 45 miles away.
You don't think they have.
I have to talk to my neighbors with pigeons.
Okay. Yeah. But what if they have binoculars?
But you can't see their house from their house.
You can't. I thought we could.
What is it fucking hidden?
I'm saying you can't see like their windows from y'all's house, so they couldn't see all the binoculars anyway.
So it's not a line of sight.
Yeah.
Not line of sight.
Somehow,
if these people want to whip out binoculars and try to make my pee pee look bigger than what it really is, more power to them.
That guy's got a stick.
twig.
It's a walking stick.
A twig.
So anyway,
Easton has the stick.
So we were peeing outside, and me and Easton were peeing side by side. And he looks at me, and he's like peeing level. So every time he turns, looks at me, he's looking at my pee pee. He's peeing. He looks at my pee-pee. He's peeing. He looks at my pee-pee. And he looks at, straight up at me and he goes, Daddy, you got a huge pee-pee.
That's so sweet.
I said, boy, are you going to be disappointed?
You got a huge pee-pee. Like,
I was like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to be severely depressed when you get older because this is all foreskin.
Definitely not foreskin because I would have never married him.
Hey, yeah. Why, speaking of that, why do some parents not get their kids circumcised?
It's like a religious thing, I think. Or they're Mexican. Yeah.
Have y'all ever noticed that a lot of porn stars aren't circumcised?
No, I actually skip over those videos on next videos.
I'm like, this dude's penis has its own house.
Most porn stars are uncircumcised.
It's supposed to
I
be.
I only watch lesbian porn.
I know.
Same. Oh,
bullshit. I saw y'all throwing dick pics back to each other a while ago. Yeah, I see y'all look at each other.
Just because we like to look like a good dick doesn't mean we don't watch lesbian porn.
Yeah.
I watch lesbian porn too.
Yeah, same.
Same.
I don't watch two guys though.
That's not lesbian.
I know. I'm just saying. And so that's like, so that's.
I was like, I want to make it clear that I do not watch gay porn.
Yeah, but listen, that's what's so.
That lesbian is gay porn.
That's what's so crazy to me. So, like, if you look up, like, porn for women, it's always two girls. Yeah, I'm serious. Ask Mel.
How often do you look porn
did.
Hey, they said that is a study. Most women, when they watch porn, they're watching
other
the women.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Because women find other women attractive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you ask most women, they say a naked male body is not that attractive.
It's not. Yeah.
Well, we're not. Until you've seen me. With a huge penis.
Can we get Chris on the mic?
With a huge penis.
No.
Chris has something to say about porn.
No, I was just saying, like, because we're stimulated differently. Oh, because we're stimulated differently.
Yeah, you have a vagina, I have a penis.
But what do you mean?
No.
Like, what do you mean?
I feel like women's bodies are just beautiful, honestly. Who? Women's bodies are just beautiful.
Well, I've seen some frumpy bitches.
True.
No.
Oh my God.
Expound. Expound on your.
Anyway, I will say, anytime like, I'm searching, I always say, like, pretty women or pretty lesbians.
I'm always searching the money shot.
I always search brunette lesbians.
Oh, I do that too. Yes.
Like, what's wrong with blondes?
Yeah. I am not a blonde person. Ben even knows that. I'm just not a blonde person.
Yeah, same. Mm.
She is a blonde person because you should see her in public.
What is that?
What do you mean?
What does that even mean?
Kyle said amen.
We don't get that. You say
Angela. Are you saying she acts like a blonde?
She's a fucking blonde. She's a coconut. She's super hardcore Mexican.
Oh, okay.
She's all brown on the outside, white in the middle.
And I am actually not.
Shut your Irish ass up.
Mel will say she's anything.
I'm 44% Irish and 22% Native American.
So you're used
to
being.
If you believe 23 and me.
So you're used to being conquered.
If you believe 23 and me.
Why wouldn't she believe 23?
Why wouldn't?
What does that even mean?
I feel like this is an old grumpy man.
I feel like it's all a fucking scam.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In what way?
23 and me, more like trisomy 21.
I feel like DNA tests should be like more expensive than $50 or whatever
y'all
pay.
It's way more expensive.
It was 90.
And technically it was 200.
Wait, you did it too? No. This bitch.
And technically it was 200.
I feel like DNA tests are like harder to process than just like you paying like $50 or whatever it is, $90?
You know, it's just like
it's just a blood test.
Whatever.
It's a spit
test. I don't believe it.
A spit test?
Yeah.
Angel will never take that test. She'd be swallowing the test.
She'd be like, well.
She's like, how do I submit it?
Ange like sends her spit in. She's like, well, you're actually Ben.
According to our calculations, there's been 27
million bins in your
27
mouth.
27 males Mini in bins. Your mouth.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Anyway, same thing from Ancestry.com. I did it that one as well.
I know you did.
And so I got the same results. I
feel like you got bamboozled.
I mean, yeah.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Like, listen, if the results don't come back exactly the same.
They did.
Exactly?
Yes.
I think they're in, like, cahoots. It's like the same company.
It's like.
I feel like you send your shit in and they got scratch-offs and they're like, bam!
It's like ancestryandme.com.
Okay, I just got what you said. I was like, what?
So
yeah,
they
it's
said,
like a joint venture.
So they detected all of your Irish and whatever, Indian and whatever the fuck, but they didn't detect your Down syndrome.
They don't do that. They actually do that, actually.
But where are your, like, so your parents are from where?
Okay, so.
China Springs.
Yeah, for real.
He said Springs.
Springs.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He had a nuts.
China Springs.
It's a 1S.
Yeah, Springs.
Oh, there's no S. I said it's 1S.
No, there is 1S. Yeah, spring. Motherfucker.
No, but I meant at the end. There's no S. Not China Pring.
China Pring.
China Pring.
Nah, I meant at the end of it. I fucked up.
Okay, so my mom's parents, one is from Spain, or they're Spanish.
This is not true. Ask Chris.
Yeah, I believe this is ball bullshit.
No, I asked Spain. This. Okay, listen, Grandma is Spanish.
Your dad said that that was a lie.
Well, no, she said, I asked Grandma.
Grandma don't know shit.
And I go, Grandma, you have some explaining to do because I did my DNA thing and I'm not actually Mexican. And she goes, well, we're from Spain and we moved to Mexico and blah, blah, blah.
They're from Spain and they moved to Mexico?
She did. She's from her
who the fuck goes from Spain to Mexico?
I guess that happens a lot, actually.
That's like me going from my house to a fucking single wide.
No. Yes, I asked Grandma this. I swear.
I think Grandma was hitting the sauce.
She said her parents are from Spain, and they moved to Mexico.
Why?
Yes.
Would they move to Mexico?
They're not from. They moved to Mexico. They're from Spain.
I want to hear Chris's story because I know she visits him every Wednesday.
Never lived in Mexico at all.
That's what she said.
I'm gonna hand it over to the sister that knows everything. Yeah. Don't listen to nothing to Mel.
All I know is, okay, whatever Grandma
okay,
did.
Okay, that's not true.
Okay.
Put it close
I guess
to your
girl
mouth.
A fucking liar.
You gotta,
what, Mel?
You gotta talk into it.
What?
They fucking see
something. Oh my God.
Okay, so where are they from?
Okay, our grandma is actually her family is from Spain. Our granddad.
Just fucking said no.
They did not move to
no,
Mexico.
They, she said
is
they
what
to
I
Mexico.
Said. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So
we got that.
South Waco is the same thing as Mexico.
Well, she's not from South Waco.
Oh, where's she from?
Why would you think that? Just because. Why would you think she's
such
from South
a racist.
Waco?
He's such a racist.
What?
That's the only
definitely racist.
Why would you think that, babe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
they're
Mexican.
You think
Mexican?
All Mexicans are from
South
Lake?
Like when they went to
they are.
I mean, yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
When you hit a certain percentage of melanin.
Melanin. Okay. Anyways, our grandma was from Spain. Our granddad, his parents actually were from Mexico.
So how did they get here?
Wait, I can't.
These idiots
I'm
over
sorry.
Here laughing. In the
so your granddad was from Mexico?
No, he is not.
Who the fuck was from Mexico?
Can you pause this?
No, I
no,
wish.
No, okay, sorry. What? What happened?
I'm super confused with this. It's like the trick or treats of genealogy.
Anyway, okay.
We're gonna knock on whatever okay. country, and we're gonna get
anyway,
the surprise.
So let's, my mom's parents are one's Mexican, one's Spanish. Okay,
Spanish,
and then my dad, like his grandma's. Mom was straight from Ireland. Red hair and everything.
Who's?
Did I get that right?
Who's?
Our dad's grandma's mom? So his great-great-grandma?
Our dad's grandma's mom?
Okay, our dad's great-grandma, when she's straight from Ireland?
Our dad's
how did this Ireland get mixed up in this entanglement?
Our great-grandma? Grandma Panda?
No, the one before that.
I don't know.
I feel like you're playing musical chairs.
You guys remember when I told Daddy and I was like, hang on.
Kyle,
and
what's 23 going on?
And me, and I said, it came back grandma, Irish, and he goes, yeah. And he was like saying, oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry, my bad.
See, this is why 23andMe doesn't do fucking
anyway,
shit for your family.
Daddy said that. Maybe,
wow.
Give me that thing. I'm going to put... I got one I gotta make.
You wouldn't know how to use this anyway.
You press the button.
Which button's
the red,
which? Button's which?
The pink. It's the blue.
Yeah, it's not in the shape of a spatula, so she wouldn't know how to use it.
She don't know what that is either.
Neither does my wife.
You better fucking put. You better say microwave buttons.
Yeah, I know. Preset one cooks chicken on a microwave.
Who the fuck cooks chicken in a microwave? Oh my god! See the quality.
It can always be worse.
I know I can make grilled chicken in the microwave on preset one. What?
Thank God they have a good mouth game because their cooking game is trash.
Mel, like, doesn't even cook anymore.
No, I don't cook anymore.
She's done with that, too.
Anymore?
She's never cooked to begin with. So
yeah, she used to.
I feel like your expectations have been really low.
She used to cook.
So don't get mad whenever she's not cooking for you.
She used to cook.
She used to make hot dogs, she said.
She used to make a lot of stuff.
Oh, Mel. She would help her SpaghettiOs and weenies.
Not SpaghettiOs.
If it's
I would
Mel.
Love that because that would be easy. I can stick that in the microwave.
If it's Mel.
Oh, weenies and macaroni and cheese. Yeah.
She did hot dogs. She used to do chicken tenders.
Pre-cooked.
In the microwave.
She did lasagna.
I made homemade chicken tenders.
She did homemade chicken tenders, like in a fryer. Like she would do
like
it.
An air fryer or like a real fryer?
She would put grease or, yeah, oil. She would batter them and cook them.
What did you batter them in?
Flour.
Like Italian breadcrumbs.
Flour and breadcrumbs?
Flour.
You trying to get extra crispy? Eggs. Hit them panko.
That's how you do it.
Flour and breadcrumbs?
You do flour, then you do egg, and then you do breadcrumbs.
Who the fuck does that?
Chef Pinterest. Melissa. Well, I go to Pinterest. I'm like, how do you cook chicken tenders? And then they're like,
chicken what?
Chicken tender.
Chicken tenders. And then she was like, they're like, just press one on the microwave. You're good.
So you double battered your breasts.
What? these idiots.
Sorry.
This microphone.
That last laugh legit sound like Roseanne. Anyway.
It did. You said it's super fat.
That's not Roseanne.
No, I can't do it. Anyway, what were we going to ask?
I don't know what I was going to ask, but I was going to say if you cooked a hot dog, it would be called a thought dog.
Oh, thank you. Hey.
Yeah, she doesn't take offense to that. That's all.
Hey, Mel, walk me through the process of cooking a hot dog.
Okay. Oh, such a mess.
You take the wiener with the hand.
You get the wiener, and then you put it in the toaster oven thingy.
A toaster oven?
What's that
You thing? Put a fucking hot dog
hey,
in a
what
toaster
is that thing
oven?
Called? What's that thing called?
It's a toaster oven.
No. It's
air fryer?
It's an air fryer. But
you dehydrate the weenies before you eat
them? She
You're making weenie jerkies?
She puts them like on bake. Like... She doesn't
the
like
air fryer does more things than just air fry.
So air fryers have
rolling
only been, hold on.
Eye emoji.
Air fryers only been out around for like what, maybe last 3 years?
No.
4 years, 4 years maybe.
It broils, it does a lot of shit.
Yeah, we've had we actually had the first.
So how
air
did you
fryer.
Cook a hot dog before air fryer?
We had the first air fryer ever invented.
Back
what
in 2010, I think. Or 11.
2010?
Yeah, I don't know. Google it. Anyway.
We had the first air fryer. What are you talking about? The one my mom gave us for Christmas?
It's called a microwave.
We literally never use that thing. Ever.
Well, we had it. I don't know what else to tell you. Anyway, so your question about making hot dogs. Yeah, so you bake it. And
hold on. Before the
You
air
know
fryer.
Hot dogs are called glizzies now?
Yeah, glizzies.
Yeah. Glizzies.
We used to have a lizard called Glizzy. Glizzy the
hey,
Lizzie.
Y'all should go over all the animals that y'all have now.
So we've had.
And how many have died?
Nah,
all of
get,
them.
I don't want. Like,
all of them.
Except for Kofi. So we named Kofi because we got a cat. And my son's favorite wrestler is Kofi Kingston. So he was like, cool, we got this cat. Let's name it Kofi.
That's Cap. His favorite wrestler is Rey Mysterio.
Nope. Not at the time. Not when we got Kofi.
No.
So I was like.
Oh, I thought Kofi was short for COVID and y'all got him during COVID.
No, you're just being retarded now.
Kofi? That makes sense.
Kofi.
Kofi.
K-O-F-I. Kofi. Kofi.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, we was like, cool, we got a cat. Easton's like, let's name it Kofi. I was like, cool, we'll name it Kofi. And then like 6 months later, we found out it was a girl. So, now the cat's name is Kofisha.
Yeah.
Kofisha?
She's
Kofisha.
Gender fluid.
Yeah, she just got her guts ripped out.
She
so.
Fucking meows a lot.
She's like, meow.
A lot. Like she meows all the time.
I'm like, come over here with that little kitty pussy.
I don't want that cat near me.
Hit me with that sandpaper tongue.
That fucking cat, like any cat, like will make me literally die.
That sounded really good on the headphones.
What did?
That voice.
This voice.
Well, we've
right
literally
here
been through a lot of animals in we've the country. We just kind of let them roam.
Oh, remember that one that was so sad? It was that bulldog.
Beefy.
And then remember,
so you said
when
an English bulldog named Beefy.
And then Easton like went out.
Was literally like, Beefy.
And we lost
like
him.
I was so fucking pissed that Ben even posted. I'm like, I don't want to find that fucking bulldog because he was so annoying.
He
shitty little.
He had no tail.
On the wall.
Yeah, he had no tail. So like, every time he took a shit outside, he would walk
and then
inside.
Fucking drag his little fucking fat ass feet and long ass nails on our heart.
If anybody from PETA ever listens to this, we're definitely sorry going down.
We loved him so much, so
yeah,
we found him.
Dog.
We gave him a good home.
So I want ben, another Beefy.
Ben posted the video of him lost and Easton pissed going Fifi.
Yeah, he called him
Fifi.
He called him Fifi.
Yeah,
because he couldn't
Beepy.
No, oh, he did say Beepy.
Yeah.
Beepy.
It was really fucking sad. And I was like, oh, God.
He did say Fifi for a while, though, didn't he?
I never heard him say Fifi.
Well, you weren't there all the time. Because you don't have fucking kids. So you were an absent parent.
That's so true.
I'm an absent parent.
We were pulling up the slack because you weren't there all the time.
And then we had
We had Mr. Pickles. We had Rango.
And then what was
we had Fifi. We had
it's like the house where every animal goes to die.
100%.
Like the
so if you don't like your animal,
like
drop
the Cleveland
them off,
Browns for quarterbacks.
Yeah,
just
I don't.
Kidding.
I'm actually surprised this cat is still around.
She loves us.
What was her name? Layla, Lulu, Lulu Bear,
Lulu Bear,
Lulu Bear. She got hit by a car.
She's beautiful though, cause she looked like she had mascara and eyeliner. She's
yeah,
so gorgeous.
Wow. And it was smeared on the front of that truck that hit her.
Damn.
Bam!
You can cut that out.
I was like, hey, Ange.
No, I loved
what?
Her. I cried.
Chris?
I said it wasn't an inside job. No, I loved her.
It was an inside job. I was like, get over here, you little bitch.
Probably.
Bop, bop, bop.
Who's on mic number two? They keep going in the red.
It's probably me.
It is you. I just saw it.
What's the red?
It means the audio is clipping.
It means.
So it's like whenever you listen to it back, it's going to go like pop.
Uh-oh. So I need to get way, like, further away from the mic?
You're just loud.
I'm always loud.
We know that,
you
though
should turn my, I mean, whatever that thing you do over there down.
It's actually, it's not bad when you talk normal, though. What? What?
Definitely don't say that. Nope.
Canceled.
Yeah.
So, question for people that have kids.
Yeah.
To people that don't have kids.
What?
What's that vagina like?
Tightest.
Still tight. Still tight.
The tightest pussy in town.
But not as tight as that fucking little.
As the pocket rocket?
Yeah, the pocket rocket.
Nope. I told that doctor, I was like, throw a little baby daddy stitch in there.
Baby daddy stitch.
Ange came back out at a 13-year-old.
Hey, don't like girls, can't they actually go get that surgery? Like to make their vaginas tighter?
Yeah.
That's so wild. Like that's wild to me. Like how bad does it have to be?
You know what's crazy is they can get bigger boobs, they can get a tighter vagina, and they still haven't figured out anything to make my fucking dick bigger.
That's true.
They can like do like an extension or something.
An extension with what?
So it's going to be hairy and shit?
I think I've heard that too, actually. Yeah.
An extension?
Yeah.
I think it has to stay hard all the time or nothing.
I mean, it is what it is.
You got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah,
I want one of these big-ass cadaver dicks.
Okay, so it'll be hard all the time. It'll just be like a fucking donkey dick dangling on your
thigh. Said, I want my...
Wait, that's a horse.
She doesn't know the difference.
Yeah, I want my dick to look, I want one of those cadaver dicks where it looks like I'm a calico.
We went to my parents' house one time, and there was donkeys in this field. And I told Mel, I was like, look. And she was like, oh, mini horses. I was like, those are fucking donkeys.
Oh, Angie did that one time, too. She's like, look at that white horse. I'm like, that's a fucking donkey.
But some of them do legit look like mini
donkeys.
Horses.
Wait. Yeah.
Donkeys.
They look like donkeys.
No.
No, they legit do look like mini horses, but they are called...
They're called Shetland ponies.
There's a difference. Shetland. There's an actual... There's mini horses.
Yeah, Shetland
and
ponies.
And there's donkeys.
Yeah, and then there's donkeys.
Like...
The only difference...
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the big difference?
The way they look.
Yeah. One looks like a...
Oh, that's not a big difference.
That's a huge difference. A huge one looks difference. Like a horse, and one looks like I can fucking take you down the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
That's a donkey.
That's a donkey. Exactly.
Hey, how do you know that?
Because she's Mexican.
I heard a story that they can, like,
you heard a story.
They can carry you down a hill.
It's called a burro.
100%. But that's what we were trying to do, like, when we just,
This podcast is going nowhere.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
But, yeah. My grandma and I.
I feel like.
It's called a burro. Okay. A burro that's dick in your ass.
Oh.
Ooh,
that's
Anyway, though, donkeys are different.
Yeah, okay, donkeys.
Anyway, they, whatever.
I think proportionally, like, donkey and dick, donkey has bigger dick.
You know, donkeys are, like, really mean?
They do. They'll bite you.
Hey, this is recording, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought that recording button was supposed to be green.
No, it's red while it's recording.
Yeah, it's called recording.
Thank God. Could you imagine? Oh, like the other two times?
I'm actually kind of worried that, like, I'm going to knock this plug or
Do
something.
Do not. Listen, we have done, like, it was me, Chris, Kyle, and we did a podcast, and we did it for, like.
Chris Kyle? He's this Chris American Kyle. Sniper.
Oh.
Yeah. You get you two motherfuckers in the same room. Y'all be killing bitches.
Pew, pew, pew. Oh, speaking of Chris and Kyle, they got in another fight last weekend.
Yeah, because Chris said he was boring. Last weekend.
Oh, the weekend before.
Yeah. Tell him the story.
Same story, different day.
I was like, whenever they told me, I was like, oh, just like the good old days.
And Chris is like.
And classic Kyle.
Chris is like, why are you mad?
It's just spots.
Oh, no. Okay. So this is what happened. So Chris is drinking tequila. When Chris drinks tequila, she ain't cranky.
Yeah.
And Kyle was also like in a bonk mood that weekend. Yeah. So we're sitting out, you know.
Did you just say bonk? Are you fucking 46?
Ew.
Yeah.
What is it?
Just
What other word would you use?
Whack. A lame-o.
Yeah, you. Fuck. That's like. Way older.
Well, whack and bunk are literally the same
bunk.
Word, babe.
Bunk.
I know, but like,
who the fuck has said bunk in the last 20 years?
But you wouldn't say whack?
Yeah, the motherfucker's whack.
Yeah, that.
Like, go on with your story.
Yeah, anyway.
What would you use in the place of that? What would y'all use?
Not whack.
Not
the
whack.
I didn't say what would you not use.
Lame. I would say lame.
That's what I said, a fucking lame-o.
What did you say that?
I said whack or a lame-o.
I wouldn't say lame-o.
Never said lame-o.
I did say lame-o.
And I would never say lame-o.
You're not wearing headphones, so you didn't know what the fuck I said.
I have headphones and I didn't hear lame-o. so we're out there. We're at my parents' house. We're drinking. And Kyle is being lame-o. And then Chris is like drinking tequila. And then, so Chris is like, oh my God, like, you're just so boring over there. Like, this is so weird. Like, duh.
It is so weird that everybody agrees that he was so boring, but yet I'm like.
Who's
so
everybody? Weird. We weren't there.
Zach said he was boring too.
Yeah. And
what's crazy is a man can be in their own element, enjoying themselves, and we're fucking boring.
Okay.
I do know the setting.
Okay. The lights are pitch black outside.
Yeah, lights.
For one.
The June bugs are really bad.
The moon was really crisp.
Earphones in at our parents' house, like, watching TV or whatever. He had his earplugs in, right?
Because he didn't want to hear you bitches.
Yeah. And I get it. I completely understand. Then why just, like.
Yeah, it's just like a penis. Like,
and then I fucking. Why?
Guys, guess what else? No, I'm saying, like, why do I have to? You thought he was boring. Steph thought he was boring.
Yeah.
Even he said he was boring. But yet, I call him out on it. And then I'm
like, the drunk.
Listen, the reason is because, like, I mean, I was fine with it because he was being cool and, like, not being like, hey, let's go now. And
no,
I get.
Your time and he's
yeah.
He's gonna go home. Nah. Yeah. So why was he going to say at 9:30, go, let's go now?
Nah. Mel said, we'll leave at 10. That was the deal.
Okay. So then why would he say, let's leave now? Like before that?
Because he was being boring.
Wait, he never said that. Never I did. He never said that.
You just said, like, I was going to give him, like, whatever, because he said he was going to leave. He didn't say that
Oh, no, no, no. What I was saying is that.
I feel like there's still a lot of hidden aggression with this whole night.
No.
Because Chris, okay. Gucci.
Listen.
Chris is like really hit another level. She's
I
like,
was just kind of like, you know, Kyle is like just wanted me to hang out with the
I'm
girls.
Just chilling. Like,
so.
Like, what?
Like, he's just like, hey, you hang out with the girls. You know, he's like, I'm tired, kind of ready to go, but there you was, hang out with the girls.
There was like nothing interesting me. So I was just chilling on the phone.
Yeah. I get that. I get that, Kyle. Just fucking leave me alone. You know what else is going on? My fucking cup is empty. And
are you out of ice?
I'm out of ice, too.
You're going to go take a bra? Yeah. It's in that little pull. She knows where to get it. Yeah. I don't care. I'm sure I heard that.
Hey, watch out for this plug.
Do not.
Don't, whoa, 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 don't whoa. Touch that plug.
I said I'm going to put an ice cube in this. Look at that shit.
Holy shit.
She just poured me a whole fifth of whiskey.
Two ice cubes.
This whiskey is longer than my wiener.
That's a lot of fucking whiskey.
And that's not very much whiskey. Have you seen my wiener?
That's a lot of whiskey, though.
Okay, so...
It's almost invisible line of
but whiskey. But it's fine. They had a fight again. Whatever. Again. You know, it is and what it is.
Yeah. No, what I was just asking is like, why do I have to be the bad guy? Because I said you were boring.
Oh. Because you're always the bad guy.
Nah, it was like, okay, so for me, I was like, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm chilling. Like, I was like.
In your element. You was doing your thing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
First chilling. Of all, we were all over the our parents' house. We were all like outside listening to music.
Yeah, y'all were listening to music.
Why? Yeah, y'all were on a different level than me though.
Prior to that, okay. And so why
y'all were like dancing and like doing all that shit? And I'm like just I don't know.
Kind of like it, okay. So think about this. So you have like a group or whatever. It's 10 or it's 9:15, 9:30 at night or whatever. You're listening to music or whatever, and there's just that one person that's like,
But I didn't say anything.
No, Steph was playing music, and you were like, "This sucks."
No, I did not.
Swear
that is facts. I never did that.
Stephanie.
Okay.
That is, I swear on my dad's life, literally what she said.
Never said that.
You, Steph was like, do you like this song, Kyle? Because she was like, I just want to play some. Oh,
it was that, I didn't say it sucks. I said, what the fuck is this song? It was
it doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm not going to quote you exactly because obviously. What I'm saying is like, can you just imagine
free
whatever,
my man.
And then there's somebody like,
free
what
my
the
homie
fuck
Kyle.
Is this song?
Free me.
All this
free
stuff.
My homie Kyle.
So does that sound fun on a Saturday night? Like,
but that was like, that was early. And like,
what?
I said that was earlier. Like y'all you said kept 9 dancing o'clock. And playing like songs.
They left at 10. Their deadline to leave was 10 o'clock.
Because you pissed them off. And they said, we got to get out of this motherfucker.
No, Ben. You're wrong again.
Before I fucking slap a bitch in the face.
I had to leave it. I mean, I was going to leave at 10. It was like 9:50 or something when that happened.
So 9:50, you knew he was going to leave at 10, and it was 9:50.
Exactly.
And you straight up call him out 10 minutes before he's going to leave?
Yeah.
What a hoe move.
Yeah. So it. That, yeah,
I bet you
normally,
won't do nothing now. Oh, you leaving ass bitch?
Yeah, I was like fucking. I mean, I was ready to go anyway.
Yeah, normally though, like.
Ooh, like you always do, Kyle. Every time there's an argument, you leave. No, motherfucker. We said we was leaving at 10.
Mel was like, yeah, let's just go.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'm down with it because I'm fucking
so
tired
Mel,
of that shit.
Mel, what was going on through your mind when you heard this?
Yeah. Great question. I was like.
Cool, great question.
Oh, this again. That's it.
This whiskey's. Yeah. Me my ting-ting.
I was like, oh god, this again. That was literally it, and then
ridiculous actually.
So let me tell you about this time I used to do coke.
You know, this is the second time, no, third time Ben has mentioned coke.
On the podcast?
No. Today.
No. It's your first time on the podcast. You're like, wait, what?
I was like, I didn't remember saying that.
Tell us a fun story about it.
Yeah, fun story.
Yeah, everybody wants to hear about the bottom.
About the bottom.
The bottom?
The bottom.
The bottom.
Oh.
It, nobody wants to hear about nobody on top. They just want to hear about bottom.
That's when times are fun, you know?
Hear about the booger sugar.
Booger sugar.
There you go again. Tap me out.
I just said it as the soft I could say it.
It wasn't. It didn't peak that time. It was close, though.
The booger sugar.
No, you're good.
So there I was.
You're in the middle.
Driving alone in my car. Looking for booger sugar.
You're getting a little high.
Driving in the road. I had $100 in my pocket.
Whoa, how much does it cost?
$100 in my pocket.
How much is cocaine?
I don't know what it costs now, but I think I was paying like $120.
How long does that last?
120 minutes.
For him, yeah. Literally for him.
Back in the day, I probably could have fucking sniffed a whole 8-ball in one line.
God damn. That's $120?
$120. Oh my.
You paid $120 for an 8-ball?
Yeah.
That just means that I was really pretty because I literally paid like.
They gave 80. You shit that was stomped on.
Sure, babe.
Shit was stomped. Sure, like it was like 97% baby powder.
Bullshit.
It was.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Why didn't you give me the hookup? Why did I have to pay full price then?
Because whenever I met you, I pretty much like stopped after year after meeting you.
When I met you, I pretty much stopped.
I never got the pretty girl discount when I was with you with the year that you was doing with me for the year.
Yeah.
I wish Mel could give me a discount on shit.
She was getting the discount.
I don't think Mel gets any discounts because she hates everybody.
I get that is all true. The
and
discounts,
she's always asleep.
And I'm sleep queen. But I get all the discounts and I also win a lot of stuff for free.
What discount?
When's the last time you won something?
I actually just
Kyle's dick.
3 weeks
it's
ago.
It's been a while.
Out. Yeah, 3 weeks ago. What are you talking about?
Did you win?
I won this whole basket full of stuff.
How? What the fuck? How are you going to say a basket full of stuff? How? What exactly did you win? Okay, I fucking won a basket full of stuff.
It had $50 gift card to Whole Foods. It had a...
That we don't have in Waco.
It has this water bottle. It came with a workout towel.
I remember
towel.
Now. Okay.
How did you win it?
Yeah, how did you win that, though?
Literally drawn. My name is drawn.
At work?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, at work. Yeah. My name is Sean at work, and I won it.
Okay. You're the only person that works there.
No. We work with a lot of people.
Like who?
Like 40.
I feel like Mel, somehow she does win a lot of shit, though, from work. I feel like she pressures them to let her win.
I believe that.
You don't give it to
like
me.
Like, at her Christmas party, she was, like, really fucking letting these people have it for not drawing her name. Like, they were drawing everybody else's, and she was like, God, this is bullshit.
I can see that. I'm Mexican
and then she won,
Irish.
And then she won, like, a $500 gift card. They're like, this is the biggest one we have. And I was like, that'll do.
So they gave that to you.
That'll do, yeah.
That'll do, pig.
I won it.
I know you did.
How did you win it? I feel like you pressured them into it.
No!
Or they were going to get a fucking discrimination lawsuit.
No.
She did.
We're like, oh, let's give this bitch a fucking prize.
She got a discrimination check from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, yeah, because you weren't fucking white.
Yep.
There's a whole documentary about
oh,
that.
Oh, now you want to be Mexican.
That's what I'm saying. She chooses that
now
shit.
Now you want to be Mexican. Yeah.
She picks and chooses, like, very selectively.
So this was a fraudulent lawsuit that you participated in because you were 77% Irish, which is you're fucking white. And you're like 33%, whatever the fuck that is.
Anyway, so yeah, so I
No.
I worked at Abercrombie and it was very hard times. They treated me horrible as a Mexican.
Bullshit. Why? You couldn't spray the cologne correctly?
Bullshit. She probably couldn't fold. She probably didn't even willingly fold the clothes.
Yeah,
Kyle
told me she can't fold clothes.
She said she just looked at herself in the mirror all day.
I believe it. Yeah.
Why don't I look like the rest of them?
Exactly. It was such a hard time. I was like,
why do I look so much darker?
It's actually really hard to even talk about. Do we want to switch subjects?
No. I mean, we're like an hour in. Okay. I'm about to end it.
Yeah, let's
do it. Are we really?
Yeah. Okay. It's an hour.
This is going pretty smooth.
I keep them at like an hour.
Okay, we
yeah,
get
but
it.
You, hey, but you,
fuck.
You haven't gone for 6 months now.
Yeah.
So we got a
but
lot of
I
time.
I know, but I keep them at an hour because like if you go too long, they don't get listened to.
So stop this one and start another one.
Fuck no.
And post it the next day.
No.
Yes.
I cannot do podcasts that long. Is that y'all's weird laugh you and Angela made over the pool?
Anyway, it's been so nice talking.
It's been so nice.
I'm glad that we're back on, and we're going to try to keep this regular.
I mean, it's not hard, but I really do want to get just a dedicated table and have everything set up on it all the time.
Okay, guys, do you want to say any words of wisdom?
Yeah, don't have kids.
Be careful who you have kids with.
Oh, that's damn. 1,000%.
Oh, yeah, and also be careful who you marry, because that bitch will take you for everything you got.
Yes.
All of your 1,000%. Money.
Bye. Hey
guys. Hold on, no, we got Chris. She didn't say nothing.
You better hurry. Astro song's on.
You're boring.